Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful Hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, regarding the blessings of the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. You know, right now we are in the month of Muharram, a very special month, a very solemn and sacred month. It is a month which, it is a month in which the lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, and the lovers and all of the freedom-seeking people of the world become very sad at when it approaches. And all of the... It's amazing to note that all of the things connected to Imam Hussein, you know, everything related to him, is very sacred and special and very blessed. One of these things is the actual grave of Imam Hussein. Somebody might ask, you know, what is the limits of the grave of Imam Hussein? This grave that's so blessed and so special and so sacred and has so many virtues to it, how do we actually demarcate it, and up to what point is this grave located? Fortunately, this is a question which has been answered by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following: Al barakatu min qabril Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam asharatu amyal. From the place where the actual blessed body of the Imam is buried up to 10 miles in all directions is the actual grave of Imam Hussein, the very grave which we believe has those special and miraculous blessings too. This blessed hadith has been narrated in the very famous book of hadith, Biharul Anwar of Allama Majlisi, volume 98, page 116, and it is the 41st hadith of that place in that section. Right, so if some of us are in the vicinity of Karbala and are on our way to the pilgrimage to Imam Hussein, or we intend to do so, like for example in the Arba'een walk, which we are approaching soon, then once we enter that vicinity of 10 miles, into the vicinity of 10 miles towards the actual body of Imam Hussein, we would have entered that vicinity, and all of the blessings which have been mentioned for the grave of Imam Hussein, we will partake in those, and we will enjoy those blessings. And these virtues are magnified exponentially, especially in this most blessed month of Muharram. We should be aware of this, and if we can, we should all go for the ziyarat of Imam Hussein. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the demarcation of the virtuous grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد